You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Theatre review now here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vinay Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vinay, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And great to be back, Toby. Thank you.
We are celebrating the 75th anniversary of C.S. Lewis's classic novel, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, as the tour of the spectacular West End production visited the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. I know, Vidar, that The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is one of your childhood favourite books, and I wondered how you found this magical production at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre.
You're quite right, Toby. It is a real favourite of mine. So, in a way, there's a sort of slight apprehensive feeling as I went to the theatre thinking, oh, I hope this doesn't spoil what I've always regarded as a really good novel or book or children's story. But I'm happy to report that it really was a terrific production on stage. And actually, if anything, it just increased my enjoyment of the story even more. So well done to everyone involved.
Yes, Sally Cookson's original production, created back in 2017, which I saw in London in 2019 at the Bridge Theatre, which this tour is obviously based on, uses sort of minimal props and a lot of puppetries to take you on that journey through the wardrobe into the magic kingdom of Narnia. And again, all that staging is brought to life through the audio description and your imagination too. Vidar, I wondered, having read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe as a child, in your mind, did you sort of refer to or layer up some of those images from having read the book when you were experiencing and seeing this production at the Grand?
I think that's right, Toby. I think I did, whether consciously or even subconsciously, or maybe a bit of both. And I'm not sure whether you actually read the book as well as having seen the production 5 or 6 years ago, but perhaps you might have done the same if you did.
I think that's true. I remember having the book read to me at school, and I do think the sort of images that you have, especially of Aslan and the, you know, of the kingdom covered in snow and the witch and everything else. And I think those images are in your mind. And I suppose when you see a production like this, you'll have those images, but you're also layering on, as I say, the experience of seeing a production on stage.
Absolutely right. And you're quite right as well to draw, to highlight the importance of audio description, particularly with the use of puppetry and projection, which increasingly is what stage productions tend to rely on, as well as some excellent acting, of course. And so Remy Lloyd, who provided the AD on this occasion, did a first-class job in helping to bring it all to life. And it was a captivating couple of hours. Couldn't have been better.
And Chris Harper, the producer, has obviously incorporated as many magical theatrical aspects into this production and making it an unforgettable experience for everyone, both young and old. And interestingly, he has chosen to portray the young children as a British black family unit and maybe making The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe more representative than maybe when it was written those 75 years ago.
Absolutely, could well be seen as more representative and more inclusive, which is always a great thing. And I think I'm right in saying that Chris Harper comes from nearby in Stourbridge. I saw the production at the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton, so that was the theatre I understand that he used to go to as a child, so it was nice for him to bring the show there and have it staged on his childhood theatre stage.
And a very talented cast on stage who not only have to act but also play musical instruments too. And I remember this from the production that I saw, you know, a few years ago, but there's a wonderful way that Aslan the lion puppet and the actor playing Aslan sort of merge together.
Yes, that's quite interesting. And again, that was only really made clear through the audio description. And I think that was very, very effective, both for those who are relying on sight to see that portrayal or those portrayals, if I can put it that way, and also for those of us who are relying on having it described to us. So very effective all round.
And obviously at the heart of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is how Lucy, Edmund, Susan and Peter learn the lessons of courage, sacrifice and the power of love too, which I think we all maybe need to be reminded of now and again.
not a bad thing, is it? It's very important. And you can read or enjoy the story at all sorts of levels as well. And obviously there was an audience which had older members, children and families in the various levels of the theatre. And I think everyone will have taken something away very positively from the production.
Well, for more about the current tour of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, including dates and times of performances, do visit lionwitchonstage.com/tour-dates. And for more about access at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, do visit grandtheatre.co.uk/access. Well, thank you so much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure, particularly when it's such a terrific production like this one was.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.